supposed to be the one to make sure that I've pushed the button correctly. And that we are live.
Oh, shit. You're so right.
I am so right. Welcome to the Sage the Intern podcast. Lake House Bernie is standing in this evening for Frankie. We have Double S, and Anton Garrow is joining us this evening. Hello, sir.
Good to be here.
Are we officially live, Sage the Intern? What are you drinking again? Now, again, my ignorance, explain to me what this is.
This is a drink that I have called the Bellagio, and it was given to me by a delightful old Greek man. The Bellagio sports book in Vegas, 2002, he said it is the key to a long, happy, and prosperous life. He said that in a very slurred, heavily Greek-accented way, so he might have been talking about the weather, stock market, I have no idea. But that's how I interpreted it, and he said coffee and cognac is the key. Ergo, my friends, I come here today to bring his good tidings to the both of you.
Well, many cheers to you, and thank you. Yes. Period.
You always have to like, ting.
Oh, ting. There you go.
Typically, it's you ting, you slam it on the counter, and you chug it.
Is this, what rule is this? I don't know this rule. Explain this to me. It's Double S the bar is always. Rule. Double S always has all these rules that I don't know about. Explain this to me.
I don't have a shot glass, but you, for your shots, you would ting them. You slam them on the counter without spilling liquid, though, because that's your precious money right there you put on the counter. And you shoot it back.
All right, y'all.
I love this. I enjoy it. Yeah, lay it on us. What do you got?
All right, you heard of the walk-in souls phenomenon? You heard about this, the walk-in souls phenomenon?
I saw something like that today, and I did not understand it. No. What is that?
It's underway. I can't help it.
It's underway. Oh, but that is just so beautiful and enjoyable. Hello to Joey. How you doing,
it's
Joseph?
It's good to be here. There was no other way. He was rambling about God knows what. The guy is drinking on a job. I mean, he's a live stream, okay? It could be for a TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, farmersonly.com, whatever it is, just live stream to him. This idiot's drinking, he's making a fool of himself. And I just had to step in here and bring some order to the proceedings. So here we are.
Well, order to we don't have a whole lot of order to these proceedings, do we, Double S? That's not, we don't proceed or in any sort of orderly fashion. We just sort of bounce around. But we always do have to come to Double S. Have you been having any weird dreams lately? And Joseph, you must tell us as well. Any weird dreams?
Okay, this is going to sound crazy. Yesterday was the most boring day at my new job ever in this history. And it's nothing they can do because I don't have my license, so I can't do anything.
You're getting paid to just sit there and do basically nothing. That's all right.
I'm a receptionist. I'm a glorified receptionist, and it's beautiful.
What do you need a license
to be a receptionist for? I don't know nothing about the laws out there. You need a license to pick up the phone and to talk to people or something? Or what's happening here?
So I'm studying to become an insurance agent, which let me put a little asterisk right here. Asterisk. We got to do this podcast again on a different day when I am not distracted because I have this exam right after this at 9 p.m. and it goes for 3 hours.
Do you need me to sit with you, Double S, while you have to do that? I will sit on StreamYard and talk to you.
You can't. You can't.
Says who?
It's like fully proctored, locked down, browsered. It's crazy.
Oh. Now, Proctor, that's the guy from Police Academy movies. Is that what happens?
That is correct.
The character, Proctor, from the Police Academy. You know, Harris's assistant, right? The guy who's a real kish ass. Nobody likes him around. So you bring him around there and he sits next to you. Like, he keeps an eye on you while you're doing the test.
Do you have
any camera?
No, Sage the Dirt, whichever one you are right now. Do you have any idea what Police Academy is? We were just having this conversation. What did you say? Movie references with Sage with Double S get a reverse Uno card.
Yeah, you did get a reverse Uno card on that. Yes, you did.
I see. You don't
understand
why...
any of your references, and you don't understand any of my references. I was singing a High School Musical back in this bitch, and you don't know what High School Musical is?
I am very sorry. I missed out on High School Musical. And Florida Man is here. Hello. I'm so glad. Florida Man. Now, listen, we need to start some watch parties. I don't know how we do this, but Double S needs to be educated on the various different. Yes, you. There are so many movies you don't. Double S. Florida Man, we had this conversation. Double S, this is very important.
What?
Do you have you seen Beetlejuice?
Yes. Okay. What kind of dumb stuff was that? That was a dumb question. That was a dumb question. Beetlejuice is like my Friday night
questions.
Movie.
Only dumb people who ask questions.
Well, listen, I know I fall into that category sometimes and I'm fine with it. I learn things. You fall into a rabbit hole like that and you learn things. I'm so glad you've seen Beetlejuice. And tell me again that it's one of your go-to Friday night. That makes me just so happy.
Yeah, that is a Friday night movie. I'm kind of excited for Beetlejuice 2, even though it doesn't come out for a long time. It's fine.
Well, as long as they keep Michael Keaton. Florida Man, what are your thoughts on the Beetlejuice reboot?
I tell you what really excites me. The fact that Michael Keaton now looks like Beetlejuice without the makeup. This is just going to be fantastic.
Well, but you got a belly laugh for that one.
That just means that there's just less makeup that they have to do. And that's nice. And we've got our friends here at Parapost. Thank you for joining us. Brian is here as well. Hello, friend. Thank you for being here. Florida Man, do tell us, would you rather have to, in the wild, encounter a grizzly bear or a crocodile?
That cannot be asked with a straight face.
Well, yes, you say double S.
Of course.
Which one would you rather? Both of you.
Russell Crockett. What we wrestle crocodiles and then we eat them and then we wrestle their offspring because they come back to us with like a Taken 2 revenge situation and then we have to deal with that. But the gators are there fundamentally for our entertainment. And so are the
entertainment
crocodiles. And so are the pythons, by the way, not native to the Everglades. They were brought in by some maniac from Brazil and now that's the whole thing. And now they have teams from India that have to come in and situate. It's awesome, actually. That should be a whole episode. The python.
Man, I have a Quebin.
Is that a condition you need cream for? Or?
Nope. My Quebin for you is. Oh, shit. It was a good question, too. Oh, no. It was so good.
Because I got a Quebin and it's just been relentless back here. I've tried everything you can imagine it to do.
Quebin.
Here we are. Here we go. We've got it.
Do you have TikTok? Are you chronically online? Florida Man, you have to answer this.
Florida Man doesn't know what TikTok is. Florida Man now, thinks it's the things you keep in your pocket that are breath fresheners.
No, Florida Man, you would be so funny on TikTok. This is such a sad day.
Set up a TikTok four-tonger, and I have tried to get it. Listen, we're getting it rolling. We're going to get it. So don't worry. Double S, I need you to get on my Opus Clips with this whole business, and you can do the TikTok posting and get us a viral famous so that we can just podcast forever, and you don't need no insurance license, darling. Right there, see?
I wish. Please.
It's Double S. We got to get you. You need your tongs and tongue behind you. You need to get this.
That's
rolling.
A fancy one.
That is a fancy one.
Guys, I'm hiding all my stuff to make sure I don't look like a hoarder.
Double S, I was just having that existential crisis. Just before we started, I was having a Sage the Intern existential crisis about the number of post-it notes I have for myself all over this desk. The things that I still need to get done.
I swear, I've just started at my job 3 weeks ago, and I already have post-it notes, which is crazy because I can't even do my job properly. So I don't know how I have post-it notes yet. You know what it is?
It's because you are an effortless guy, and you know what you are doing, and you're just already more competent than everyone else that you're working with. I know that's true.
For the record, Florida Man is now officially there on Intern the Sage team, / team Intern the Sage.
Well, listen.
Yep.
She does a lot of back and forth between Sage the Intern and Intern the Sage. Intern the Sage, again, highly skilled at Frankie wrangling and hurting.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so good at that shit.
I don't think you're failing at all. Well, Florida Man, you've heard it first here. Double S decrees that you need to spend more time on TikTok. She's also been harassing me a bit about being chronically online, which I don't entirely understand.
I might as well. Look, I already moonlighted as a tiny spy. I might as well just go all in at this point.
Yeah.
You may as well. Listen, the TikTok account is there. I've started a Redbubble. We're going to have some merch. Double S, think of something that you want on a t-shirt or a mug.
Can one of you explain the Redbubble situation?
Redbubble is Etsy for free so that you don't have to deal with all the fees and nonsense, which is easier. Where are you?
Was that?
Yes. And it's irritating.
Was that
Red Bubble? I like that.
Red Bubble,
like Berkeley.
And that's what? There's more. See, there's more references. I don't.
Rip Spear, 1960s geopolitical joke. Yes.
Well, and how did you expect? Listen, I'm over here trying to make sure Sage the end.
This is like for the random listener who's 78 who's tuning in.
Well, somewhere there is.
I was random listener and just tuning in.
I see you.
Well, there might be a version of you, Intern the Sage, out in the cosmos who is 78 and is the one tuning in who does know all the things.
Now, yes, I can't even sing songs to your references because you won't even know. What shit is this?
Listen, I have been trying to learn your music. We have a joint playlist. And I've been trying my best. I do like Chaperone. She's got Chaperone, which I enjoy. Yeah, there.
You know what irks me? Let's talk about this while I'm on it.
Lay it on me.
When people go like,
"What grinds your gears?"
To the G. You do not move your arm lower. You don't go like this. Don't smush the G. Leave the G alone. Let's talk about that.
You know how many times I was told that on my honeymoon night?
Let me tell you what. I have no idea what you are talking about. You're going to have to.
Are you talking about me? Are you talking to me right now? You're telling me?
I don't know what
you do.
I have no idea.
It's like YMCA, except it's H.
Oh, shit.
Wait, sorry, I did it wrong. It's H-O-T-T. Oh, G, your G, this R, G has to say hi. If it falls, you're a loser. Oh,
nobody wants that.
Can take me hard to go. That's a song.
That's a lot of work. That's a very laborious thing.
I enjoyed it very much.
That's an extraordinary amount of effort to do a dance.
Whatever.
No, it was.
I kind of like it though.
Thank you, Double S. I enjoyed that very much. I would need some more. Listen, we can get real good at it, and we can put that on the TikTok, and that can go viral and get us all.
That would go viral right now.
Is this like the Macarena for people who still have mobility?
It's the Macarena for lesbians.
Perfect. That's an awesome tagline.
I said it and I'll say it again.
I love it. Just own that shit. I love it. It's great.
That's how Double S rolls. She is unapologetic in the most beautiful of ways, and I do so enjoy it.
What can I say?
It's been 30 years We've been looking for that. We got 3 decades and we finally found it. This is
she wasn't around yet. You had to wait for her to pop into this incarnation and be available to bring us the wisdom that she is just bursting with.
She was around. What do you think you were in the 90s?
Ooh, that's a fun question. Double S. What other lives?
Who were you? Do you want realistic or do you want like?
I want whatever the first name that comes to your mind that you think you resonate with that human. H.P. Lovecraft for me, right here.
Yeah. Realistically, I was on my mom's right. I was in my mom's right ovary.
Okay. Or concurrently to that.
I was in the universe. Haley, you are peaking too much. Back up. Whatever you just said, say it again.
I'm just so happy that that's where your brain went. I just enjoyed that. I'm over here like, you know, I share a birthday with Stephen Wright, and I think I'm H.P. Lovecraft in another life. And double S over there is just going so much closer to the quantum level. And good on you. Effortless God stage.
My birthday gets overshadowed by Jesus. So I gotta think realistically.
This is another reason why Double S and I get along is because we both have where our birth, well, the Christian one and this timeline, baby Jesus as opposed to adult Jesus.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know if you've been to El Salvador recently. There's more than one.
Well, Double S and I, we both have those December birthdays, and we have to contend with the Double S. But we are planning to take over that holiday with Tongmas. We're going to take over Christmas with Tongmas. And we will have tiny little baby tongs. Them little tongs you have, they would make such wonderful little ornaments on a tree.
Haley, you know what I just thought of?
There'll be none left by then. There'll be none left. These are being given away on Tonger Tour 24.
Be on the lookout for Sufo. Double S.
I only want a yellow one.
I only want a yellow one.
If you don't have yellow, it doesn't fit with my aesthetic and I must reject it.
I think we do not have yellow one.
You know what? Guess what? I have.
It's okay. I'll Amazon orders. Actually, I have some. Listen. Should I go get them?
Do you not? Where are your tongs? Double S. This was supposed to be tonger train. Listen. Who has more fun on a live stream than us? Just not anyone. This is why keeping up with the Tongdashians is destined to be spectacular.
I'm not even high tonight. This sucks.
There they are. They're beautimous. I do love those beautimous accessories. You do have a very pretty Double S. You need some bumblebee tongs. You need some tongs with bumblebees on them. That's her spirit animal. Good. Florida man, what is your spirit animal?
My spirit animal? It's a real like mangy mutt that kind of like hangs around residential neighborhoods, but nobody claims the dog. Everybody feeds the dog. And it's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of doing its thing. It's not threatening anybody. It's almost like a hyena slash dog. It's like a dog that laughs a lot. But it's a little unkempt. It's a little grimy.
That's like them. There's those. Okay. Somewhere. Is it Australia? There is. My zoological brain and my cryptid brain get a little bit smooshed up together. What are they called?
Dingoes.
Skinwalkers? No, the skinwalkers are.
Dingoes. The dingoes.
We need to have Skinwalker Ranch on the Tonger Tour. Oh my lord, I would love to go see Skinwalker Ranch. Wait, no, there's
a place out in Nevada. Is that another ranch?
Utah.
Okay.
Utah.
Okay. Definitely not Utah. Utah would not be hosting a place called Skinwalker Ranch. That is a bona fide guarantee.
No, yes, the Skinwalker Ranch is in. Am I sage the intern?
What?
Intern the sage.
What kind of ranch are we even talking about here? Are we talking about
two different ranches? Ranch? All I can think about is the Dr. Phil Correction Child Ranch, where he sends all the kids to on his show.
What is this?
Look it up. It's a real ranch. I don't know if they abuse them like other correction people. But hey, look at my purchase. Woo! It's a fee.
I love how you just jumped to potential pedophilia.
Because I was so excited to show you.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is, but can I make a deity out of that?
Yeah. Oh, please do. Yeah, that. Of course. What is the name of that deity? Yeah. Double S.
Okay, so first let me tell you what it is. This is a wool ball you stick in your dryer. Kind of like dryer sheets, but it's a wool ball.
I know. Yes, I know what.
Doing my step one to save this planet, one step at a time, aka of being my dryer.
I do love that.
Maybe that's the deity name.
A bee in your dryer is better than the bee in your bonnet. So I think a bee in the dryer works just lovely. That's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, we didn't finish my story from earlier.
No, we did not. Whoa, go back. Sorry, go backwards. Girl ADHD. Florida man, you're just going to have to follow this stream of consciousness where it goes. Go backwards. What was your story?
I'm right with you.
Oh, it was about dreams. God,
your dreams. No, yes. Because
the dreams.
The dreams. Talk about your dreams.
I went on a tirade.
It's okay.
Insurance office. Now I'm a glorified receptionist. I
didn't realize we had
yesterday.
To go back that far.
We have to go back that far. That's where we were at.
I'm glad
20 minutes ago. Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
We're going backwards. Going backwards.
Yesterday it was
there,
so
Florida
stupidly
man.
Rainy that I had, I was
There's
falling
nowhere
asleep,
to be
and I moved
the
places.
Daughter.
Stupidly rainy. Oh!
It was stupidly rainy. Every chair I moved to, I would fall asleep. And it was funny because my boss was on the phone with my grandpa, which is really funny. And so I was like literally falling asleep. Okay, one. There's a couple of them.
So your boss is talking to your grandpa while you are falling asleep at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first call of my boss this week has always been my grandpa for 3 days in a row.
I kind of love that. That's kind of sweet. I bet that grandpa just wants to be checking up on you, making sure you're doing all right.
No, it's because his insurance keeps getting fucked up.
Well, then you are there to correct it. Double S, you're there
I
to
did
make
correct it,
right.
it today. I went but in there and I was like, did. I can fix this. I don't need a license to fix
And that's
this.
Why she is intern the sage.
That is absolutely correct, Amos. That is why you are intern the sage.
Dropping.
She knows what
you
she's
know?
Doing.
Okay. I'm not going to finish this dream section, so we might as well
no,
just
go to the dream session. Yes, you are. You better.
But.
Hello, Tanner. Thank you for joining us. I thought you were talking into a
tongs,
banana.
I promise. They're here to pick up my bee.
That's a tongue drop moment.
Tongue drop. Picking up a banana. Tongue drop. I like it. All right, dream. Sage the intern. Intern the sage. Dream number one.
Oh, we're totally not going to finish the dreams, but that's okay.
No, we're doing. That's what we're doing right now. Go back.
No, we're too. Yeah. It's fine.
The intern, the sage, has determined that we are not going to continue with the dream conversation.
No.
We're
I have too much to say tonight.
Well, good. We wanted you to. That's.
I failed after. Okay, you guys got to show me the best way to throw balls
for Pluto and turn the sage. They are referred to as Plutos. as Pluto.
So is here my we can tell you the
best
Pluto's?
Way to bust balls. I don't know about the best way to roll them, but
I could volleyball it.
Do it. Oh, there we are. Wow,
that was so good.
That's not bad. Now.
There it is.
First, you must come with a present honger. Otherwise, everything springs from the present honger. You must.
We need to bring ourselves into the present honger with our tong chi. And then you throw it. You set an intention. Intern the sage. You save the intern. You set an intention that you are intern the sage, the effortless guide who knows what she's doing. And has a way for all of us to have such good fun in the tongue reverse together. You throw it.
You just throw it.
You set your intention and then you forget it and leave it out for the rest of the universe to take care of. For the tongue reverse to manifest whatever you would like. So what are you wanting to pull into your physical manifestations from the tongue reverse?
That my cats stop ruining my couch, so I chuck a ball at them.
Cat wrangling tonger. What would you call that? What variety of tonger would you call that? Throwing wool balls at your cat's tonger. Don't destroy my furniture tonger. That works for all the pets, I think. You got dogs that do the same thing, be chewing on the legs of your couch.
A couch cat tonger.
I'm lucky my dogs don't do that. You know what my one dog likes to do? Chucker beans.
Chucker beans.
He likes Chucker to get out of his kennel and rearrange my shoes for 5 hours a day. No chewing on them. Just rearrange them.
Chucker
bean.
Chucker bean. A
Chucker beans.
His name is Chucker listen. Beans. Chucker beans needs to be a board of directors member for Tonger, I believe. I think Chucker Beans is a board of directors of footwear.
We got to talk about Florida Man. We need to go through my animals. We need to go through my animals, Florida Man. And you need to tell me if you like. I have a bunch of cats and a bunch of dogs. That's a lie. Not a bunch. Okay. I have 2 and 3. But we must talk about my naming conventions to see if you like them. We'll start with
naming conventions. Ooh, I enjoy that.
Ready? All right, what do we got?
I have Richard and Chuck. Those are my dogs.
Now, hold
on. Did you get them from the VFW?
Maybe, potentially.
No, intern this age, you do have to specify Richard is about the giantest husky with the biggest head you've ever seen. And Chuck is...
Yeah.
Chuck's just a sweet little... I don't know. What is Chuck?
Okay. He acts sweet, but he's the opposite of sweet. He's so sweet to your face, but he's a scared little bean who will bark at. He's my guard dog. Richard gives you all the love. Chuck will bark at you for 80 hours a day until I come talk to you.
Okay, so Chucker Bean is also security for the World Tonger Federation. He is head of security.
For sure, for my grandparents. That's how they know anyone drove up in here.
Well, see, that's just guard dog Tonger. And good for Chucker Bean.
And he's half the size of Richard.
So good.
They're all right. Crack. That, is that what you give them? Crack? Maybe that's why they're destroying your furniture.
I do have a guard dog. Not a guard dog. What was I saying? Oh, I have catnip planted for the crack portion of the cats.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go ahead and say that furniture situation is your own doing. Sage the intern.
No, it's called I didn't clip their nails this week, which was really silly of me. I should have done it.
Okay,
it
now go back.
It takes 2 seconds.
Naming conventions. Go backwards because there is a cat called Pickles, and I enjoy that.
That's not my cat, though.
I know.
That's my roommate's in college cat.
Did you steal Pickles?
That's Pickles.
Pickles. From who?
Oh.
Who would she have stole Pickles from?
She said it's not my cat. Like, is there a catnapping involving Pickles?
No, she has been.
I should have just done it after college, but that's a story.
Double S is very sweet. She is being a foster mother to this Pickles cat.
I have a problem where I can't say no. I just say yes to everything. And so You know, we're just going to drop some Sage the Intern lore on you.
Please do.
Junior year of college. In April, I got Steven. No, he was born in April. June 1st, I got Steven.
I love
him. He's my original baby. Steven, I would drop everything for him.
I love how fluid your time space continuum memories are. Mine works very much the same way. So again, this is why you and I get along.
Yep.
Please continue.
Steven is original baby. Okay. And then when I got, it's funny because the day before I got Steven, Richard was born. So Richard was May 31st. Steve and I got him June 1st. And then I picked up Richard in August. And
where does the naming convention come in?
Richard, we thought would be funny that his name could also be Dick. And now I have a command for him. His in between my leg command is Dick. And my parents hate it, but it's so funny. Frankie, I gotta show you sometime. It's so good.
Why have I not seen this yet?
I don't know, but I need to show you that. Is Steven.
How have you kept this information from me for this long? Double S. That you have a command. Double S again. I don't know. Effortless guy that you are. I think that is just beautiful. I do enjoy that. Yep. Oh, here we go. Lay down, Dick Dogger. I think that is.
And lay Sage. Down, Dick Dogger. I have to say it in that accent now. That's so funny.
Yes, you do. It's Sage the Intern. Intern the Sage. There she is. And she is.
Oh, here. I also have to put in there that Pickles is the sister of Steven. They look nothing alike because Steven is the only one that looks like his mom. The rest look like Pickles.
And who is the Mary is the third one.
Why Mary? We aren't that far in the story. Just kidding. We are that far in the story. Oh, okay. So then I move out here where I currently am located. And at my friend farm. Goes. This is I didn't have Pickles. At the farm.
Okay.
I didn't have Pickles yet.
Yeah.
And Steven was so sad. Because I know my animals. Steven was so sad. So then my friend back in Madtown texted me and said, hey, I have a bunch of these kitties. Would you like them? And it was 4 plus a mom. And I'm so naughty. I said, I was at her house petting them. And I only wanted this one. This is Arthur.
Artie!
But I said yes to all of them on accident. So they Say all came home with me. I found homes for all of them but Arthur and Mary, which Arthur I was going to keep anyways. So then I had Arthur and Mary. And they're all old people names, of course. And guess, okay, back up. The other two cats that I got.
Why are they all old person names?
Because I love old person names.
And why is that?
I don't know. My first boy will be Hank.
Your first boy will be Hank.
And my first girl will probably be Ethel.
Can we get a Bertha in there?
What?
A Bertha. Can we get a Bertha somewhere in here?
I'll add Bertha to my naming list. Thank you.
Well, now see, now that's just a fun little like fantastic vintage names tonger. Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Vintage names
tonger. Vintage names tonger.
Like Mabel, although Mabel is kind of also a name you'd give a cow, I think, which is, so I don't know if you'd, how do you feel about that name?
It's not old enough.
It's not old enough.
Nope.
How much older does it need to get before it's Sage the Intern approved?
Mabel was a Victorian name. I think we're going back to the Middle Ages at this point.
I think, okay. Just... breaking down the name with the B in there ruins it.
What? Say this again. Martha. Ooh. Martha the school marm.
Ooh, Martha is on my list.
Martha the school marm. Would you like to... Martha the school marm, I'd like very much to have a conversation with you about your dreams. Wilbur. Ooh, I like this.
I can't do Wilbur.
Why not?
Wilbur is ruined for me.
Why?
Ready? Ready to go on this spiel?
Yes.
This is how I know you're not chronically
always. When it begins with Wilbur's ruin for me. That's
yep.
Yeah.
I'm so not chronically online, so I don't go ahead. Is this a TikTok?
Back in COVID area, back in COVID range, all of the Minecraft YouTubers got super, super popular. And they're just YouTubers who did Minecraft. And
how do we set that?
There's
up?
This one guy named Wilbur Soot, and it came out that it was basically, I thought he was the one of the predators. He's not one of the predators. He's the one that abused his girlfriend.
Just more upsetting things. All right.
And he had the worst apology ever. So he gets a solid thumbs down. Not even a fuck you or a fuck you. Just a thumbs down.
Hold on. Wait, it was the worst apology than P. Diddy?
Yeah. Way worse. That's
awful apology.
That was so bad.
It's a horrendous apology.
Okay. YouTube apologies are just so bad. Don't put your apology on the internet at all.
And no. Turn the stage, but please, you need to explain the levels here. I did not realize thumbs down was worse than the reverse middle finger. We need some levels.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is like, oh my gosh, we're friends. Ha ha ha. This is so funny. This is family. Friends and family, good.
Friends and family.
This is like,
that's highly appropriate.
I really dislike you.
Okay.
I know. I really dislike you. I hate you. Yeah.
That's okay. All right. That's Sicilian tonger. And
Sicilian tonger. What? Sicilian explain tonger. This to me. Well,
isn't it like?
Yeah, it's like this is a like that's bitch. Napolitano tonger. Sicilian tonger is much more simplified. Sicilian tonger is a simple, and it's a curse on your family for 10 generations. Bernie, I know you can appreciate curses that go for 10 generations.
Oh, I absolutely can. I have to break so many
that's
of them.
Beautiful.
And that's all right. We'll just keep on following the wisdom of intern the sage, and life will be good in the present tonger.
I'm fucked. I'm only on generation 5 of one of those, so we got a lot of
you're working on it.
You just better keep throwing, setting them intentions and throwing them Plutos and just keep right at it. It'll be just fine.
Yeah.
It's all right. In the present tonger, all will be correct in this. And turn the sage. But the thumbs down now. This is the worst one.
Yeah, there's two of these. There's two versions. They mean practically the same thing, but this is my way of like, I'm having such bad road rage because you are a fucking idiot. You deserve to die and never drive again. I need to take your license away. This is on the road.
Tractor drivers too, or just cars?
Tractor drivers get a little South Dakotan wave, Midwest wave.
Hello. I give full peace on your
classic.
Tractor drivers, I give a full hand off the wheel peace sign. Hey there, friend. How you doing? Thank you for the things you're doing.
You know, it's sad.
What?
Off topic really quick.
Go ahead.
I don't get waves since my plates are different than the state I'm in. I don't get tractor guy waves or semi waves. But as soon as I'm driving my grandma's car, I get tractor waves.
Because of your license plate?
That's hostile.
It is very hot. It makes me so sad, actually.
Can we ask what plate you're rocking that get the cold shoulder?
Well, why is it that?
That was so sad.
What state is so viscerally hated that it won't get a wave?
All of the Midwest. If you have plates from a different Midwestern state, you don't get the waves.
Is this
any
a true
Midwest
thing?
Yep. Well, okay. So your plates have to match what state you're in.
Again.
So if you're in Michigan, and you have South Dakota plates and you try to wave, they aren't going to wave at you. Because you're not a, what would you call that?
Native?
Not. Yeah, thank you. You're not a native.
It's why all the Texas people hate
California people.
Is Ohio plates the worst?
If you drive Ohio plates in the state of Michigan, you won't just not get a wave. You'll get rocks thrown at your car.
I believe that.
You'll get tacks thrown in front of your wheels before you leave.
That is also a meme now, Ohio.
The two Koreas are more cordial than Michigan and Ohio.
Did you see? Okay, this might be a little old news. We're talking about Korea now.
Okay.
Flip subject. Oh, wait, this
reverse,
means I just want to kill you.
Very good. Reverse Uno card.
Reframe. Something, a little postcard to take home.
That's right. Reverse Uno card. Okay, Sage the intern.
Okay.
Intern the Sage wants me dead.
Did you?
Score.
All right. No. No, because you didn't tear off a poster in North Korea.
That is nice old young news.
All right, so.
Is that old news where the guy tore down the poster, he got taken to prison?
That's such old news. I know what it is.
I just saw it. I didn't see the time stamp on it. I just saw he died. I went.
Listen, time isn't real, so that's appropriate. Florida man, what update is there out there in the Tongiverse that we don't know about that was showing up in the feed for Intern the Sage?
Kim Jong-un has officially named Tonger the sport of North Korea. This is exciting. We didn't think this was going to happen until November, but he moved up the timeline for us right now. So now all the state paraphernalia that has him everywhere, he's now holding the tong. It's exciting stuff, people.
I enjoy this timeline so very much, where we get to tong over the North Korea. This is so exciting. Intern, the same.
We have to be super careful because we will die. We're too crazy. No.
Not if you're carrying one of these, you won't. This is an homage to Dear Leader now.
That's right.
And Krusty Gnome has met Kim Jong-un twice. Did you know that? Fun facts.
fun facts that aren't facts that are facts in some timeline that I am just so very excited about all of this. We can invite Miss Krusty Gnome along with us to come and do some tong or tongin. She can join us in the North Korea with our dear leader. And we're just going to take over everything. What, Sage the Intern?
I'm so sad that both of you don't have TikTok.
And the good news is there's no dogs for her to kill in North Korea because Dear Leader doesn't like dogs.
Oopsies.
But it works out nicely. That's what they can go hang out together, and I will just keep all say to intern you and I'll keep all the dogs and just make sure they're all safe and sound and everyone will get along just fine. They can go ahead and have their North Korea and we will just tong bomb it until everything is a beautiful, wonderful, and happy once again.
Can I just ask, are y'all running like an underground railroad for dogs in South Dakota to get them to North Dakota, like get them away from danger?
We're doing our best to sort of, there's a little bit of a like Anne Frank in the attic sort of thing going on. You understand? Where we're just all kind of trying to hoard them and hide them to keep them safe. That's kind of how we're doing it. And you know what? That is another for the Tongiverse library. We are going to be writing all the different dog journals for all the dogs that are currently in hiding in South Dakota. Literally. That is going to be, that's another one of our books added to the library. Intern the Sage, what sort of books would you like added to the Tongiverse library? We've got a Tongtionary for all of our Tongwitch that we are creating.
I have to Google Schmoogle it just a second, please.
Oh, we get some Google Schmoogle. Mm-hmm. When we get Google Schmoogle, that's pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about it. What else do we have?
We've got the Schmoogle.
Well, I think they should have stuck with that. Why'd they change it?
Lawyers. There was actually a guy named Schmoogle in Long Island that didn't like it, and it was a whole thing. And
Oh, where is
his name could have been synonymous, and now he's just some like random dude named Schmoogle who's like making no money off of this whole thing.
Well, why can't, you know, that's when Joseph the Mets fan needs to be going and talking to those people, use that spiritual, you know, channel a little bit of that energy and get those people calmed down a bit. Trying to get that, we're all just trying to get. Oh, is that a problem?
That's a problem. Problem for Joey. And even though Joey will talk a big game about, you know, that we're all part of the fractals of the divine, singularity, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to Yankees fans, that goes right out the window. He forgets all about it. He just forgets all about it. He goes right back into third density consciousness. He sees us Yankee and fans. Them, and it's a whole thing. And Yeah, it's not.
That means the Yankee fans get the sage, entering the sage thumbs down. From Joseph. Yeah. All right. We got, what are you looking for, entering the sage?
I just find it.
All right. We wait with bated breath.
Schmoogle?
So I Google Schmoogle this. Mm-hmm. What was your question? Say it again.
What's Schmoogle up to nowadays?
Google Schmoogle. So this is a book I've read a long time ago. It's called Dark Archive. Let me get the full title for you, actually. Let me pull it up more.
I don't know if
you... It sounds like an AM screening from the late 90s, Dark Archon. Actually, it was, my friend. So
it's called Dark Archon.
Legitimately.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. What?
Let me try it again. Sorry, my brain isn't functioning because all I've been doing is studying license stuff. And I hope I don't fail because it's $45 a pop. Anyways.
Pull it in.
It's called Dark Archives.
No.
A librarian's.
There are no failures in the Tongerverse. There are only experiments and playtime.
No failures.
Beautiful.
Does that mean I'm an experiment?
Well, we're all an experiment every now and every present Tonger is a new experiment. And where can we go? What could we do? What play can and fun times can we have? And what human belief structures can we lava avoid? Like, when remember when you were a kid and you played the floor is lava? That's what you need to
do. Yeah, except I was evil and I pushed my older sister into it.
Well, I understand that. I understand.
If I had a nickel.
My older brother threw me out of my crib when I was a baby and pushed me down the stairs twice. Sorry, that's the whole
thing. Did you deserve it? I'm pulling a Republican. Did you deserve it?
Of course I did not.
Were you wearing a tank top? Then you deserved it. Your shoulders were showing. Oh, you deserved it.
Well, you know what? When
scandalous clothing on, you deserved it.
I was wearing a diaper, scandalous clothing.
Forehead. Oh!
You guys don't know what that is either.
No, I don't. We're not chronically online, Sage the Intern. What is what?
Okay, book.
Book.
Dark Archives, a librarian's investigation into the science and history of books bound in human skin.
Oh, no.
That's a book I would like you to add to the Tonger Library.
Ooh.
Okay, no.
Because it's actually a pretty good book.
All right. I
have to perfect the second edition. We have an idea.
Oh, Lord, no. Oh, the both of you. Listen.
I'm just saying.
This goes right back. So now, here it is, Intern the Sage. This goes back to who are you in the multiverse, obviously, and we have this conversation before. You are in the multiverse, a parallel version of someone who is in the Donner Party, and that's why you and yours, that's why you have that fascination. So, but she doesn't even know what the Donner Party is. I had to explain to her.
Bon appetit.
Intern this age. The Donner Party, they got stuck. You need, there's a whole rabbit hole of information you need to go down about the Donner Party cannibalism, and that is why you are fascinated with books that are covered in human skin.
Yes.
And you know what?
Period. Sounds good to me.
Good. I'm glad.
I think it's a fair question.
It depends on who they were eating.
We all know that Chuck's a little bland, but...
Who... This is a fun little thing. What spices pair with who in the cannibalism world? So if you were going to pick...
Well, they were German. So... Okay.
Well, Germans,
let's think about this.
Well, we're not around here... And I need you more than ever.
The first meal is probably like the frankwurst.
The frankwurst.
So what pairs with frankwurst?
What pairs well with frankwurst? Well, Double S, you could be making your sourdough bread to go with frankwurst.
I do like
salt for
sourdough bread.
Garlic. Yeah. Garlic what?
Garlic salt. Garlic. And paprika.
Oh, for sure. I thought you said garlic salsa, and I was like, what is garlic salsa? I have not heard of this.
That would pair.
Did you say normal paprika or smoked paprika?
Normal. We don't do smoke with Frankwurst.
Why not?
Because Frankie doesn't do smoke flavor. Frankie's not into smoke.
Well, you don't like grilled foods?
Smoke flavor is great.
No, I'm not big on the hickory smoke on beef jerky. There's something about that fake smoke flavor. I don't like it.
We do this on
I do like real
podcast. And I love it.
We have,
and one day we will come to the present hunger on this. We will come to a nexus of understanding. That day is not today. But that day will arrive.
It's not that today. I defy you to find a hickory smoke flavor beef jerky that I will enjoy. The challenge presented to you as well, Intern the Sage. Although Intern the Sage, she does have the good cheeses, is what she's got access to.
I gotta order more.
Okay, talk to her. Oh, what cheese is a good topping for a Frankwurst?
Ooh.
So okay, it depends. What's our flavor of bratwurst? Is it normal? Is it specialized?
48
is it
like apple years cheddar? Old?
Is it
We're in the Donner part here.
I would go with a classic aged cheddar cheese that is white, not orange white.
That's go great with middle aged Lutheran. I like it.
Right. There you are. I like it. I think that flavor profile works real well. Now I have myself some whiskey flavored cheese. Who would pair well with a whiskey flavored cheese?
Oh, Helga, without a doubt.
Helga.
Absolutely, Helga would go well with that kind of a cheese.
With a whiskey-flavored cheese, and what would you have to drink with a Helga? I think you'd have to have some kind of
something.
A whiskey-flavored something. Mm-hmm. I think Helga is going to be a whiskey sour. I think Helga goes well sour.
She was a sour woman. Yeah.
I think that sounds appropriate.
Yeah, I do believe personality so. Coming out of the mountains. She was the first one to suggest cannibalism too, might we add. So it wasn't like a last minute thing. She was talking about it 2 weeks before it happened. Just as a contingency.
It was her idea to take that shortcut.
Yeah.
That was her idea.
Eyes on Frankwurst from the very beginning.
Hey, hands up. Not our problem.
Our problem. Listen,
not our
there,
problem.
There she is over there in the Donner Party Tongerverse, Intern the Sage, saying that sounds like a you problem.
You know what I was thinking with your whiskey flavor?
What?
I was thinking, since we are already sinning and cutting people up, we might as well get some priest in there. Eat him.
I love that song. What am I thinking of? Sage the Intern.
All right. Okay.
You're thinking. Yeah, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. I love Sweeney Todd.
A little bit of priest.
A little priest.
A little bit of priest.
I love that song. That's one of my favorites. And what sort of cheese goes with priest, Intern the Sage?
Your whiskey flavor, your whiskey stuff.
Goes with priest as well.
How much cheese do you have?
That's your main one.
It is the infinite tongue reverse. We have all the cheeses in the infinite tongue reverse. You can have absolutely any one of those cheeses you would.
Where's the cave that the government currently has $2 million worth of cheeses? Where is that cave? Is that in Michigan?
There's a cave that is full of excuse me.
Where is the cave that is full of
government cheese and apocalypse cheese? And I think there's a slight overlap, and I think the overlap is in Virginia.
Now listen, this would be a keeping up with the Tongers field trip in an RV where we would all go searching for the back rooms entrance to get into the cheese caves.
I'll read it out. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
They kept this cheese hundreds of feet below ground in converted limestone mines in Missouri. The cheese caves are kept at a perfect 36 degrees Fahrenheit and are home to the massive stockpiles of government, why is there an equal sign? Owned cheese. The United States cheese government board equals began its the United States cheese hoard began in the 1970s during a national dairy shortage. Cheese caves, America's 1.2 billion pounds of hidden cheese.
Road trip.
Absolutely, we need, this is a Keeping Up with the Tongdashians, the pilot episode where we go in search of the government equals cheese caves. That's what we need to do. I'm so excited for this. Calling it in to the Tongiverse. We must go on this road trip. Intern the Sage. Oh, now listen. Let's close on this note. Intern the Sage and Florida Man, what snacks are we taking on this Tongdashian road trip to go find the cheese caves?
I think we just need crackers. Because they have all the cheese.
All the mesquite and hickory jerky you can possibly eat on a road trip.
We need to have the reusable Lunchable trays where we get to make our own Lunchables.
Yes. I think pocket dogs are going to be key to this. We need pocket dogs.
We need pocket dogs. Yes. We need to have crackers. We need, because what else do you do with cheese but make a meat and cheese tray? You get a charcuterie board going on. Bring the pocket dogs. Add some pocket cookies. Yeah. Oh, this has the makings of the most magical, wonderful road trip. Go for it. Oh, I thought I was interrupting something. I'm so excited about this. Let's go find those cheese caves and eat all of the charcuterie boards there are in this whole wide Tongiverse, calling it in.
It's within a day's drive of South Dakota, too.
Is it?
You wish.
Missouri? Oh, yeah.
Intern the Sage. Whoa, here's just you are
we're being Googling that.
You're being real time fact checked by intern right now. How does that feel?
I'm going to go, address? I don't even know where in Missouri, I'm going to say 8 hours. 8 hour drive.
15.
I feel it. It'll be 8
Maybe
hours.
Maybe I got to redo my Google. It hates me. It's fine.
Did they give you a town in Missouri this then? Because this is what I'm going to do here.
Cheese cave tours? Hell yeah, we need to do that.
What? Yes, yeah. We do. Oh my Lord. I'm excited about this already. Who is weighing all the cheese to measure how much cheese is in the cheese cave stores is what I'd like to know. Also, whose job is it to weigh and inventory that cheese? Can I have that job for a while? I just want to inventory the cheese in the cheese caves.
Well, you don't have to if it doesn't even move.
The real thing.
Do you think?
Are you Googling a time frame over there so that we can settle a bet before we end this intern stage?
That's exactly what's happening right now.
Oh shit. I'm going back. I got into the
It's in Springfield. What's the I'm so very excited about this. I had no idea there were caves full of cheese so close to me.
8 hours, 3 minutes, door to door from Sioux Falls.
Well, look at that.
Springfield, Missouri.
How many dairies do we hit on the way?
On the way. How many other dairies? Super easy drive. And how many other dairies do we hit for Sage the Intern? And can we also stop at any place, again, that is like making local beef jerky? Because I need to have my jerky. I'm so excited about this road trip. And well done to you, Florida Man, for guessing the right time just on the dot, pulling that in from the Tonkoshic records.
I'm proud of you. You get a gold star for that one.
You know, we're also stopping at some Jack Stack's barbecue in Kansas City right on the way. We go literally through it.
I have no idea what that is, but I love the sound of barbecue. I am so happy about that. And turn
giving
to say,
my cat a mohawk.
Oh, I thought you were giving your cat some more. I was going to say, if you are handing out more catnip before your insurance exam and then go and complain about them tearing apart your furniture.
I really wish the sun would go down before it, but it's supposed to, sunset is supposed to be right at 9.
Cheese Cave Tonger, add it to the list. Cheese Cave Tonger. Listen, I think that is the most beautiful, wonderful note on which we could possibly end. Intern the Sage. And our good thank you very much, Florida Man, and thank you also to Joseph for turning up. We appreciate all of the souls that are walking in, having a good old time. We thank y'all for joining us here on our podcast. I have been Bernie. That has been Double S, and that has been Florida Man. We are clocking out. And we thank you.
And when you...
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.